Hey guys, welcome back to the Teen Mom 2 After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are talking all about Season 8, Episode 30, Road Rage. Allie's going to be losing her aid. We have the whole Brianna and Javi saga still going on. And Janelle's fury on the road? We're going to be talking about it all in just a second.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, she is. Yes. Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Teen Mom After Show. We are playing this very, very convenient song because Janelle was definitely on the highway to hell today.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were right there with her.
Poor Jace.
Poor Jace. We're going to talk all about it a little bit later in the show. We're also going to have our news and gossip section and our special segment, so make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Before we do all of this, I can't be here alone. Who is my lovely panel today?
Hey everyone, I'm Heather Geisler.
And I'm Mackenzie Fain.
And I'm Haley Catino.
And of course, I am Brianna Phipps. Thank you guys so much for being here. This was such a crazy episode.
Stressful.
Insane.
Stressful. Very yeah. stressful.
Very edge of our seats.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of it overall? Besides the Janelle's part, we know we have the other parts as well.
I was trying to find some positivity in the episode. I feel like normally we get that from either Chelsea or Leah, and I didn't really see much. We were kind of all in the dumps this week.
Mm-hmm. This, I have to say, this is my kind of episode.
Yep,
I last week I was like not really feeling it, but this week is like every bit of it I'm obsessed with. The drama, the craziness, everything was so good.
Yeah,
I have so much to say.
Yeah, like you said the negativity, you tried to find positive, but I was like, I love this stuff. I was like, this is good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was great to watch, definitely.
Yeah, but, there was some good parts. There was definitely some sadder parts as well, because you know, even if it's fun to watch, there is some of the hardships that we go through in this show that are just kind of tugging at your heartstrings, and we definitely I think got that this episode as well.
Yeah,
which you know we never love to see, but it's important to have on television.
Right.
Just for educational purposes.
Do you guys hear the heartstrings I think going on? Oh, no.
Maybe you're just sitting here hearing your own heartbeat in your chest. Well, let's get right into it. Let's start with one of the a little bit sadder stories, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
We had to deal with all with her and Adam going to this visitation center to kind of sign
her
up on
Cole.
Cole, sorry. Thank you. Look, I can't, this is what this episode did to me. I can't even think straight.
I know.
So yeah, her and Cole are going to the visitation center to sign off on paperwork that they have to do just in case Adam ever decides he's going to partake in this visitation center, which is the only way he can see his daughter.
Yeah.
And we find out he hasn't even been there for Paisley, his other daughter, for a year about, and he hasn't been there for Aubrey for months, hasn't tried to set up any visitation, and hasn't contacted her.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about all of this?
What do you think?
I mean, it's nothing new from Adam, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just like her mom said, it's probably worse. I do think that they were right in being upset that the visitation center will contact him to try to set up meetings, because I do believe that it should be his responsibility to try to see Aubrey. Because, yeah, why are you going to force him to do that when, fortunately, Aubrey does have a great father figure? Mm-hmm. So I think she's better off. But, yeah, I totally understand their frustrations, and that's hard to see.
Yeah, it is really sad. I mean, I will play devil's advocate a little bit, because I did, when they did say, you know, Chelsea said that the visitation center, they really tried to get that relationship with the kids.
Yeah.
So them calling, yeah, it's just, I wish they would kind of leave their little family alone. But it is nice. I mean, maybe one day this guy will get his act together, and we don't ever want Aubrey to feel like my dad was never there for me or didn't want me. And so, like, if this little push will help that, then, I mean, I guess I'm for it.
And they do stress that this is the last resort. Like, they did not want this to happen, you know? So they tried to show that. So I believe them.
But how funny. Like, I laugh every time Chelsea's segment comes on, because little Watson's face
is so cute.
It's so funny.
The little bit of pause when we get the dinosaur.
Yeah. His car, like GoPro shots in the car, his faces are just
they're the best.
Adorable.
The best.
Yeah.
No, I'm there right there with all of you guys. I wish Adam would just step up and do this on his own, but if you're right, if it is something that is going to make Aubrey feel that she wasn't abandoned, then overall it's good.
Yeah.
and I'm glad that it's out of his.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Meditation center and not on his own where he could be in whatever state of mind he wants to be in.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
There's the positive.
We found
positive.
There we go.
Well, moving on to another little bit depressing storyline, Leah. First, we get some really happiness. She was adorable with her kids coming back from Hawaii, but very quickly it's taken away from us.
Very
we find
quickly.
Out Allie's aid is being taken away without any discussion and without them knowing. It's just like, hey, she's no longer going to have this person that she needs in her life to be able to function on her daily. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
Doesn't seem like, how can they do that? It's kind of crazy.
Insane, yeah.
I know a family that, a family where they have two kids and two of them have cystic fibrosis. And it's a disease, a lung and more of a pulmonary disease, and so you can't really see it from the outside, and they always deal with these problems of their aids getting taken away. Oh, your kids can run around. Oh, your kids can walk. Oh, your kid. And she's like, they're like, no, my kids need this, this, and this. And so I'm kind of familiar with this, with the school districts, and it's just, it is hard. I think it's always a battle, which is awful, and it shouldn't be, but maybe this being on TV could help. Seeing the struggle.
We actually saw a lot of emotion from Corey as well.
Yeah.
He was so cute. Well, I love him.
Okay, my little sister does have disability. It's not what Allie has, but it is where she needs an aide on her full time. So I can understand their frustration. I've never had, me and my family, I've never had to deal with the aide being taken away, but we've definitely had to deal with the school or school district fighting on how often or on certain things with the aide. So I totally understand their frustration. And what Corey kept saying was it's in her IE, P, which is an individualized educational program. So personalized program. So it is frustrating when you have this dictated. You've had a meeting. You've set this up. You've decided with the school, this is what my child needs, and this is what's best for her and her future learning. And then they take it away without any sort of awareness for you. And I totally agree with Corey. Like, why not just keep her home until the school gets their act together? Because I can't trust her in your care.
Yeah, I thought it was strange also the way Leah described it. Like, she just happened to run into the principal, and then
the principal
like, showed her the name.
And then
name
shrugged
on
her
the paper.
Shoulders.
And like, then also, I don't know, not giving a reason. Like, she made it clear. She was like, and it's for no reason. And, like, I don't know. That
bizarre.
I don't understand that. Maybe there's more details we're not hearing, but I don't know how they could, like, take it away and not tell the family.
Yeah, if there was a meeting to set one up, there needs to be a meeting to take one away.
Yeah, and Corey said it perfectly. He said, you know, this isn't just about her education. It's about her health. And Leah's saying she can't even wipe herself.
Right.
And I mean, how can the girl go to school all day, uses the bathroom? Like, she needs help. That's not even a question.
Not at all.
And look at how upset Allie looked when she heard it.
She was nervous.
Oh,
She was like, but Mom, like, she knows she can't do this.
That was heartbreaking.
That is. It's so frustrating, and special needs children are always kind of in school systems, especially the public schools education system, looked over. So I think it is such an important thing. I'm glad it's being showcased on television.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping so much this will bring some sort of change. But
definitely.
I will shed some light in this little segment too, though, just because we need it here before we get into the craziness. But so Leah, every time she's in the car with her girls, right, she's always talking so deeply to them. And they do not care. They do not care. They roll their eyes.
One girl was like creating a Musical.ly. she's like, right? And the girl's like not looking.
That was a Leah moment.
Oh, girls, do you want to go to Hawaii? Mom, can we get first class? Like, that's all they worried about.
So hilarious.
Can I go first class too? I'm all for that. I've never flown first class.
Is.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, just like they need some support, we need some support too. Heather, do you want to tell us all about
that? Yes, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We have dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, many more. There's no network that is working harder for the television fans. But we definitely need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about notifications, you don't have to be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out a lot of other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you being here with us every week. And just so you know, Heather is in our chat role right now. If you want to come chime chat in, with me. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Mm-hmm. Well, someone else that got back from Hawaii this week was Kaylin.
Who's surprised? Like, she had barely a part today on this show. She saw the tiniest little thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And sometimes that's for the best because with all the other drama in the show, absolutely. I think we need to spread up. With five girls, it can get hard to figure out who deserves how much time on what episode. But Kaylin's biggest story today was that Chris and her had to go to court for child support, which he's mad about because she had told him she wasn't going to file. But she, as she said, you said you were going to cheat on me and you were going to be a present father in your son's life.
The cheater
and
you're fee. Not.
So they go to court and she says that she's being nice, agreeing to this $346 a month for child support and that she's not allowing him to wait a month to pay it. And considering apparently all he's given so far is like one pack of diapers a month, that's being pretty generous.
Wow. I think it is she's being nice by being okay with that because that is nothing. Nothing when it comes to a little baby that needs so much. And I mean, she's probably having to pay for daycare, which that's not even going to cover.
Diapers, daycare, food.
Daycare, medicine, that probably costs $300 for 1 week.
Yeah. Haircuts. Like, he has a lot of hair. That's a lot of haircuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting any now. And then she puts it in a man bun. I don't know. I think she needs to
cover it. I totally agree with her that it is a crummy situation that he isn't held accountable for more because of her income. You know, she's obviously making a lot more money than he is, but it does suck because if it were the other way around, then he would have to pay more. Mm-hmm. You know, so
it's also that fair system. You know, we only are seeing one side of the story, but from what she says, he can work more hours, but he's choosing not to because he knows he can get away with not paying more because of her income, which is why you should want to be present in your son's life. So even if the right thing to do in this situation, I think, is that if you're only having to pay $346 a month, then you're stepping up and buying clothes or more diapers.
Hey, let's split daycare costs.
Just being in his life.
Yeah, or being more present in his life. Like, I kind of feel like that should be counted into, you know, if you're only seeing him this many times a month, then your child support has to go up because you're not having to deal with the responsibilities of having a child. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know. I'm not always on Kaylin's side, but if, you know, we're only getting one side of the story, but it seems pretty true from what we've seen so far, then I'm kind of on her side with this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's always yelling, too, just like on a side note. Like, when she was talking about the $346, I'm like, she delivers everything in the same tone, in the same way.
That's so true.
How'd it go in the courthouse? Well, we agreed to it, so.
And that's usually why I'm not on her side, because I'm like, when you're going to have that tone, people, that's what you get back.
Oh, that's so funny.
But we haven't seen him at all, barely, with this child. Is. And via social media, too. Mm-hmm. We've kind of, you would see him more on his page if that was the case, which we're not. So I kind of believe her in this respect.
That definitely.
He's kind of been a deadbeat dad. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Chris can get his act together, and someone else that people think should get their act together, Mr. Javi. We see Brianna's mom and Brittany not being super happy that Javi is staying and helping out with Brianna's surgery.
They were mad.
I would be the same way, though. Livid. That's how I would be.
Oh, I cannot stand this family.
Really?
No, I can't. I don't understand why they're so involved. Like, they did this with Devon, they did this with Lewis, they do this, they just attack these guys that she's with, And it's like, Javi handled himself so well. I mean, I know mm-hmm. we'll get into it, but I applaud him for sitting there and just taking it.
I do think at some certain point, Brianna is a grown adult. Mm-hmm. And if, even though it's your daughter, you're allowed to have opinions about things, you're allowed to tell her your opinions, but I do not think it is right to show up on the day of her surgery and bum rush her and Javi when that's the last thing she needs to be worried about on that day. She needs to be worried mm-hmm. about recovering, mm-hmm. not about all the drama happening. And you have you're taking Nova out of school to come to your grown ass daughter's hotel room to tell her and Javi what to do.
While she already had it all set up, Brandon was like, you need to stay there with Brittany and, you know, Nova. Nova needs to go to school. And how cool is Devon? Like, he's really stepping up. He's doing so good. Yeah. I mean, kudos to him.
Yeah.
But that's another
story.
That
was so funny when they met. Oh, my God. That was so funny. And then right after, he's like, all right, why am I here right now? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I think Javi, you know, for all I have to say about Javi, which because I'm not usually his fan either, mm-hmm. but I do think that his deciding factor of leaving the hotel room was probably for the best. Again,
but why did he come in the first
place? No, I don't agree with him coming, but I'm just saying in that moment, that was the right call because, mm-hmm. again, she's recovering from surgery. She doesn't need a bunch of fighting happening around her.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he came because I think he does care and he wanted to be there for her. I really do. And he came and he was being supportive and he was being good. How can you knock him for that?
I mean, I don't know.
And he said it completely right. He said, what did he say? I wrote it down. He said, I'm the one who lost my image by getting with this family, which is so true.
I still think he plays it up for the cameras.
He loves the camera. Okay. That's why did he come in the first place?
To help.
She told him not to come.
Yeah, she told him not to come.
How many times in relationships would you say to your boyfriend, no, I don't want to be...
That's a boyfriend.
Okay.
But they had just broken up. They had just broken up. He didn't even really want to break up.
He comes there, though, and says, you know, I have girls waiting for me. I have this and this.
That was wrong. I will give you that.
I don't know. I just don't... He's coming because he has a different option. He has a chance to get on the camera, and he got his chance, so that's why he calmly walked out because he's like, I got what I got.
He's already on.
No, because Kaylin doesn't let him have any time on the camera.
Yes, she does. She just met with him last week. They sit
only,
there
but he's only on the camera when he's with Brianna or with Kaylin. He doesn't get filmed away from them because she doesn't let Lincoln be filmed without her being present.
But we see conversations with Javi and his sister by themselves.
But that's because it had to do with the Brianna storyline.
True, but
without any relationship with either one of them, he doesn't have a storyline anymore, and therefore he doesn't get camera mm-hmm. presence. I'm not disagreeing with you on this particular episode. I'm just saying I still think that there's ulterior motives to him going there.
Whether there is or not is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he was there and he was helping. He wasn't there and being a jerk. Yeah. He was being sweet, hugging her, taking care of her.
For the camera.
Regardless.
Okay,
but
for the camera.
I don't think so.
Though, because her mom is attacking him for wanting to be in the spotlight and being on camera, but I really feel like she's the same way. She wants to be on camera. That's why she drove down there. And the daughter was saying, Brittany was saying, like, mom, you're going to be mad at yourself when you watch this back later and see how crazy you are or whatever.
I think
they care about their image as well.
I think Brittany and Brianna care about the image at times. Brittany, I don't think their mom gets too ass about the image.
Brittany says the things that I think she thinks people are going to laugh at, but to me, I'm just like, I just don't know. I laugh at those.
But it's clearly this whole thing, though, with Brittany coming in and saying, what was it, Cut-a-ho?
Oh, Captain Save-a-ho.
Captain Save-a-ho.
Like, I don't think that's funny. I think she's trying way too hard.
Also, I thought it was funny.
I laughed.
It was a little funny, but again, it's like, you don't need to go into your sister who's...
She just got knocked out.
And just saying, mm-hmm. you fight this guy here, so I'm going to be... Captain Save-a-ho, so I'm gonna be Captain Slice-a-ho or whatever it was. Like, that you wanted to do this to your body, so this is what you get.
Mm-hmm. That is true. It's true, but that's not the time to say it. No.
She also, her nurse was there. She was being taken care of, you know. I don't think the mom was concerned for her being,
she wanted to uproot the hobby thing. But, yeah. But at the same time, we have to understand that Brianna is a grown woman. She said, you know, me and Javi talked about it. And he said, me and Brianna talked about it. I want him here. We're putting it aside and I want him here.
Yeah.
So regardless of what everybody thinks his ulterior motives are, she wanted him to be there and he wanted to be there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't really, there's no more.
No, 100% you know agree with you on that. Like, based on this episode alone, yeah, her mom coming, 100% disagree with that. They should have let it be. This is not the time or place. If you don't want your daughter being with him, that's fair. But again, grown woman.
Because think about it. Decisions. We all know that Javi has a new family now. Like, his girlfriend's pregnant, about to have a baby. You know that the cameras are going to follow his story now with him and this family if she agrees to it.
Mm.
So, I mean, he's going to have his he's going to have it. He already is on the show. They care about him. Like, if Adam let the cameras follow him, they would be following him. If Corey let the cameras go into his house, they
would.
I just know
that this isn't the first person also, like, Kaylin's also said that he's very much for the cameras. So I do think he manipulates situations.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
He wants to look like the good guy on the screen. I mean, I'm not saying, though, like, the mom was wrong to do that, but he definitely has motives, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're kind of saying all the same things now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward with it, but... I wish he would have gotten out of the hotel sooner. But
also, I never want to have surgery like that.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That looked horrifying.
Oh, my gosh. She was crying so hard. Like, where's my mom?
My body hurt watching her.
But how cute was Devon? Back to Devon. He comes in with all Stella's stuff, walking in the room. I'm like, this poor guy has gone through
like
enough of
you. He's like nanny.
I know.
Well... You know, we'll see what happens with their storyline moving forward. But moving on to what was probably the most dramatic storyline of the night.
Mm-hmm.
As always, Janelle.
Janelle.
Yep. Womp, womp, womp.
So let's break it down. Janelle has, you know, she went to therapy with her son another episode. So she went to therapy with him again. She's going to take him to get ice cream before she drops him off with her mom. And then this whole ordeal happens with this car tailgating her. So she's going to go slow to show to this guy, like, don't do this. I think we've all had that kind of little bit of road rage. The guy then proceeds to go around her and apparently cut her off. And she follows him back to his house.
First mistake.
Starts trying to take photos. He starts yelling at her. She backs up into his... I'm breaking down like scene by scene, but backs up into his
mailbox.
He then gets in his car, hits the front of her car, won't let her leave. Oh, she pulls out a gun.
She calls David.
Gosh.
They get back on the road. He's following her. Then he's not following her. Then the cops pull her over, and Jace is here the whole time.
First of all, before we even get into this, why on God's green earth is Jace sitting in the front seat?
I thought that too. Is he old
It depends
enough?
On the weight.
His weight.
No, he's not tall weight. Enough and he's not heavy enough. There's no way. And he's sitting on his
like,
knees.
Yeah, like, yeah, very dangerous.
There's no way. He's 8 years old. There's an age limit too. This is so crazy.
And it's an age or a weight. So whichever one you
No, I'm pretty sure now it's all.
Oh, they change
but
it?
In every state, though.
Right, maybe it's different.
Because I know in Connecticut, like the rear facing.
Yeah, but she
like,
also had a gun just like out
oh,
there.
My,
you know,
that was so weird to me that the cops just like, I see your pistol there. Like, I could never imagine that happening, you know?
He was so nice too.
I mean, with everything going on with the whole stuff nowadays, that's all I can think about. I was like, wow, this is going very easily for her. She's so lucky. Having a firearm in the front seat with your kid right there next to you,
it's what Barbara was afraid of, you know.
Yep.
Him being around guns.
And then they got out of the car. They got out of the car and he was
from that.
He was right in the car by himself with the gun. Like, what 8-year-old, like, maybe, what if he thought, maybe I should go rescue my mom from the cop? Let me go shoot. Like,
he did say that comment about the Nerf gun.
Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah, that was scary.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was just so sad to hear that from that age.
Yeah, you never know what, like, what could go through a little kid's mind, and he's alone, unattended, with a loaded gun. We saw her, didn't we see her load it in the car?
I don't know if we saw her load it. I saw her grab it.
I think she took it out.
It may have already been loaded. It may not have been. I have no idea. I don't want to speak to that because I don't know the facts of it. But the fact is that she did grab the gun and she did point it at this guy.
Yeah,
and we heard that
did.
Not just
she
from
took
her.
It out.
The guy called the police on it and Jay said it. So that's three people saying it. So 100% it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. When she started following the car, the only way I could, like, make that kind of okay was, like, maybe if she was trying to, like, see the license plate to remember it. But then she, I think she went too far.
You could have read the license plate also. She was on the phone with the cops at that moment. Yeah. She was already reading the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she wouldn't have just, or told Jace, like, hey, take a photo of the back of the car. I don't know.
I don't know. But do you guys think she went too far?
Yes. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, even David said she should not have followed.
Yeah. I know.
Someone I was like, wow, David. To agree with.
Yeah.
I thought David was going to be like, get him, lock him up with a gun,
too,
and
honestly.
Like, I'll come and kill. Like, I just thought something like that.
I thought
he
was going to be completely on her side.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, swearing and, like, why'd you do that? And I was like, oh, okay, she really messed up then. Yeah.
I mean, I've been cut off before. I've been frustrated. Never once have I ever thought, let me follow this person home.
No,
this is going to work out well in my,
not.
In my, like, no.
Especially never. When you have a kid with you. You have to know your surroundings.
I know.
You have a child with
the
you.
The danger she's putting herself in, she's putting him in, too. Yeah.
Like, had you not followed this guy, people would have not, they would have thought you were in the right. They would have been like, wow,
and
that guy got
totally.
You off.
What if the other guy had a gun? You know, like, she was like, oh, I'm ready.
I
like,
exactly.
She acted
so,
like she was like, you know, like she couldn't be hurt.
There's so many what ifs that thankfully didn't happen, but could have happened. Or the cop could have seen the gun and, you know,
been like, get out of the car.
Yeah, more hostile.
Anything.
We actually have a live chatter. Harrow E is in the chat with us, and he says he totally agrees with everything that we've been saying, but he or she actually. Janelle's life is a hot mess. She went too far. Definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, we've said it before where we said she manipulates how she acts on camera to be in her favor, and this time she, like, lost her temper, and we saw the old Janelle come back in my...
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
But
what
I don't understand is how, like, the second she saw the cop, she was like, I understand she was crying and she was trying to play the part, kind of, you know, but I couldn't believe, like, how much he was on her side, you know? I don't know. Did that kind of confuse you?
Well, I wonder if, was this a cop that was investigating her 911 call, or was it?
I think
it,
so.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, was she driving really fast to get away from the guy, and the cop happened to be there?
I'm pretty sure that he got pulled her over because of the 911 call.
Right. So then maybe that's why he was a little more calm, because he kind of already knew the situation.
I don't know. It was still very calm.
I just couldn't believe that it was, like, so on her side.
Yeah.
You know, like, I
wish we could have seen more.
But we don't really know how it
ended. We don't know how it ended.
They also have GoPros in the car, though, too. So he may have seen that and, like,
Yeah.
Oh,
because of everything that's going on with police and altercations, maybe he was trying harder to
I see what you're saying. Like, he acted because of the camera.
He was on camera, too.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know I can't say the effects, but I will say that I think every time she told this story, it got worse and worse.
Yeah.
And it changed
her head hitting the thing.
She swerved on the grass.
Yeah, I almost went into the grass. They almost forced me off the grass. I went into the grass.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
Her story kept changing. Not to say that, you know, Jace was there, and Jace, I think, would have said if that hadn't have happened. So I think she did get cut off, but
I mean, we did see it happen. That was awful.
Yeah.
And I really do feel bad, and I can't imagine as a mother, you know, being put in that situation where you have your kid and you get so scared, and then you think, oh my God, and I have my kid. Mm-hmm. I'm so scared, and I have my kid with me that
and
I have to worry about.
And it's almost like you're acting on that, like, protective mother instinct, you know, but then she's putting her child
in
more
danger.
Yeah, so much more danger.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's so many ways this could have gone so much worse for her, and she's so lucky it did not.
And it would have been such a good learning lesson for Jace. Like, you're on the road, you're driving, you can't control what other people do. You can only control what you do. You know, yes, calling the cops is a great idea to report this license plate, and then that's it.
Then you go home and you get away from that car.
Yep.
Not follow it.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to get as far away as possible.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Janelle.
It's not surprising.
It's not surprising. And that's the saddest part about it, is that it's not surprising at all. I did want to just make a mention before we, you know, move on from this, about the beginning of the, before all of this went down, when Jace was in the car saying that he wanted a different last name, but he did not want Eason.
Yeah.
He wanted a better last name than Eason. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah. It's scary. I'm telling you, this David thing just sketches me out. It has since the beginning. And I think I said it on the last show, Babs has always been right. And, you know, there's that mother instinct with every boyfriend. She's like, I don't like you with him for this reason. I don't like you with him for that reason. And it's always something. And she's like, I just feel something bad about that's going on in that house. And it's...
Well, there's kind of proof.
Yeah. You know,
from the kids saying that he, like, hits them or whatever. Just, like, they don't like the house, being in the house with him. Like, there's proof to what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just, I don't think... that she would have a gun in the car if David was never in the picture. I'm just throwing that out
there. I agree with that one.
All right. Well, as much as we would love to talk about this forever, and I think we could, let's move on to something a little happier. Let's do some fan shout-outs from our video last week. I want to thank you guys all so much. We appreciate all your comments. We love hearing from you. I check them every week. And, you know, it's always great to see different opinions or same opinions as us.
Yeah.
So thank you to Sam M., who said Corey is in denial about his daughter's condition. If you watch previous episodes, he never really wanted to touch that topic with Leah on a deep level. But this episode, we did see growth from that. But thank you. You are correct, Sam. And we have seen that side of him before. Melanie J. Freedom talked about David picks on Kaiser because he looks like Nathan and he is jealous. It's a very interesting and very...
interesting.
That could be accurate. He does really hate Nathan. So that could be a nice observation there. Andy Lynn... I pretty much agree with all of your thoughts, except on Barbara Babs. I really think Barbara is the root of most of Janelle's problems.
Oh.
Maybe, I mean, her upbringing, obviously,
yeah,
I think.
Is from
maybe.
I mean, I do think that, I just, I don't know.
Janine Farrow, who put a comment about something that's going to be in our newest topic, so I'm going to hold it for that. But yes, thank you for bringing that up. And Larissa Harrod. If you want to go skydiving but are afraid of the airplane, try indoor skydiving first and then do the
actual. Oh, that's a good idea.
I've heard of that.
That'd be fun.
I want to do that. She probably said that to me because I was like, I will never do it.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much. We appreciate every time that you're here with us and keep tuning in. We got our own
love it.
Yeah. So let's move on to our special segment, our Golden Star moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's pick out some... Let's pick out some nice positivity from the episode where we can. Heather, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'm going to give mine to Devon.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting when Brianna's mom was, you know, talking about everything that he's doing. And she was really angry about it. But then she's like, he's helping out a lot. You know, like she was.
Yeah.
He's taking care of your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, he is doing a great job, and I struggled finding the positivity in this episode, but I give mine to Devon.
Very nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go right on ahead and give mine to Javi.
Oh, my God.
Because I seriously loved how he handled that situation, because we've seen in the past when Devon had situations with Roxy, Bree's mom, he gets up on the table, you know, they're screaming, shouting, he leaves, but Javi was super composed and cool and just chill, and I really applaud him for that. I thought that was very stand up of him.
Alright, here we go. Mine was when Leah was reunited with her kids in the beginning. It was just made me so happy. That was so cute. She was so genuinely excited.
And they could not have cared less.
No, but when she got inside and like they were jumping on the couch together, that was so cute.
They also are like between 5 to 8 years old.
Yeah.
I realize I didn't really explain the segment. Just for any of you guys tuning in for the first time, this is a segment where we just kind of shine some positivity, some good light on someone that did something nice or positive or well this episode, just to get rid of some of the negativity that comes along with watching a show like this. And I'm right there with you. My gold star also went to Leah for how excited and genuinely excited she was to see her kids. Because there's a lot of parents that go on vacation or just so excited to get away from their kids. So it's nice to see someone just really happy and wanting to go back and be like, I just want to show them everything I saw and bring them back
like
there.
She was almost in tears.
Yeah. So Leah gets my gold star as well. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, our first piece of news is Cole posted this photo of Chelsea with her big belly bump on his Instagram page, saying, honestly, cannot pack any more beauty into this photo. In true Cole fashion. I love you at Chelsea Husko, one hot mama.
But seriously, how drop-dead gorgeous is she?
She is so beautiful.
She couldn't be any
And
more
she's
gorgeous.
Like the most glowy person when she's pregnant. Is. She's so happy to have children, and I'm so happy that she finally found someone that she can like just have those kids with and actually have these happy experiences with, because she had such a terrible experience with Adam. So good for her. Yay, and Cole. Chelsea. And good for Cole being the one that posted the photo and not her.
I know.
Cole's the best.
I know. I wanted to start off with something Everyone needs a Cole. Moving on, we have David sister is now attacking Janelle and David. She tweeted out, there is new revelation. It's coming. Give a little more time. And no, I have no idea if the goof troops are giving birth to another baby. To be sure, they can't be damn stupid like that. Can they? Oh, yeah, they can. Sorry. She said, oh, yeah, they can. And then a fan wrote, I'm sure she's pregnant as usual. Why wouldn't she be? LOL. This happened with Kaiser and Ensley, too. So I'll just sit back, sip in homemade ice water, shake my head till I howl. Hope the next police report says where she's registered for the baby shower. Another fan commented saying, I think she's pregnant. When David made his little joke, air quotes, comment, she definitely looked like a little wider and thicker in her recent swimsuit pics. That's how she started when she was pregnant with Kaiser. Another one wrote that she really hopes she's not pregnant, because I can totally see David trying to come up with an evil plan to knock her up just to spite MTV and make them like want to film her or them, even though he got fired. He's crazy enough to want to bring another child into the world for all the wrong reasons. Another one commented, or she's just doing it to create drama and interest since her and David's are pieces of poop and not doing the show anymore. Also, she isn't a flattering she isn't in a flattering position. This is based off a photo she posted where people thought she was pregnant. Here, so she might just want to cover up any slight tummy, especially since she promotes all those slimming products and she isn't post-sucking it in here. So, and then based off the photo and all these people's comments, his sister also then said, trying to get Corona to sponsor what? Two dumbasses doing nothing but destroying their children's lives. Janelle, if you're reading this, you're ugly as hell and you won't be in Easton for long. David's a cheater. Ha ha. Ugh. Shut the F up, David, you dumbass. You forget you aren't being married, sorry, there's certain words we're not allowed to say, being married to a dead-end baby user and turning into a baby beater, you shouldn't have the rights to dive into polluted water. And that's from his own sister.
That is rough.
Well, it just goes to show that something is wrong in the house.
What happened that sparked that from her? I mean, maybe she was just holding it in this whole time.
I mean, she said that there's some revelation coming, so I'm guessing she's just trying to let people know that there's something coming up that we don't know about yet.
I'm scared.
And, but some people think it is this news that Janelle is pregnant, and some people think that's not it.
Or maybe there's more to do with the Kaiser custody.
Maybe. I mean, at this point, we're just going to have to sit back and wait.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But yeah, when your own family is not on your side, and neither of the families are on their side, I think, you know, his mom seems to be, but no one else is. I think that that says a lot.
It does.
Definitely.
Well, on to some more drama. Javi and Brianna are now in the news again, because after last week's episode, Brianna tweeted, that whole relationship was fake, by the way. And then she deleted the tweet.
What?
Some people commented saying, one said, well, I, for one, am shocked to hear this, being very sarcastic. And then I said, I already knew that. It was very easy to see in their body language when they were together that they weren't in a sexual relationship. I'm so irritated that Brianna is still on the show. Brianna then wrote on Instagram, after watching some clips tonight, I'm just happy that part of my life is over. It's frustrating to watch because my feelings were true, and to see how fake everything was hurts. But that's in the past, and I just want to move forward.
Wait, Javi said that?
That's what Brianna said.
And
then a fan said, I love how she claims it was all faked, but her feelings were real. Girl, what? WTF?
Yeah.
She's just embarrassed.
Another one said, she did admit the relationship was fake, but I know me and some other people thought she was saying it as far as Javi and his intentions toward the relationship, as in saying it was all fake because of him. I don't think she was in the entire relationship was fake.
Yeah, maybe. That makes sense.
That does make sense, but yeah, it is weird to delete your tweet you were saying, because it's not
she
like
probably
you
wanted
bad.
To give a dig and it just wasn't true and it wasn't really doing anything. I don't know.
I mean, it's also true that it could have started off that they faked this relationship for the cameras, then it turned into some real feelings, and then ended. Who knows? Right.
I don't
ended terribly.
So. Ended terribly. And some of the biggest news of the week, which is also what was in our comments last week, is we do have a brand new Teen Mom for Teen Mom OG, wow. and that is now Bristol Palin.
That is
she
crazy.
She is confirmed as the newest part of Teen Mom OG. It wasn't, I can't remember the name, but the girl from The Challenge, as we previously had, most people had thought it was going to be. That it, she confirmed it via her Instagram with a snap of her with the crew saying, I am excited to join MTV's Teen Mom OG. I look forward to sharing my experiences and hope that I can help others on their journey.
We can't really, that makes me so aggravated because fine, let's make a show. I'm sure she's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll like her, but I don't like change and I don't understand why they're bringing a person that we don't even know. I want to see your 16 and pregnant episode and then you can come on Teen Mom.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Like, we
here?
Didn't see the pregnancy, and now they're just like,
it doesn't
matter.
Now
you have three kids and a husband, and you're happy, but now we'll just hear about your little story. Do a YouTube video.
Well, they were saying that she was originally cast because Macy was refusing to film unless they stopped filming Ryan because she didn't want her son growing up and seeing Ryan in these states continuously on TV. They also say she was a teen mom because she had her first son at 17 and that she is no stranger to being filmed while pregnant or while young because she did have a Lifetime show called Bristol Palin, Life's a Trip, which is the name of her first son.
Yeah,
she now has three children, and she's also around the same age as the other girls. But there, TMZ also is reporting, though, that Teen Mom OG will still be following in Teen Mom 2's footsteps, adopting a Teen Mom 3 alum, and that Mackenzie McKee will be taking a fifth seat. That hasn't been confirmed by Mackenzie or by MTV. But TMZ is reporting that that
she,
is a fact.
If she is, I will be so excited. She is the cutest thing. She was one of my favorites on Teen Mom.
We'll have to wait for Teen Mom OG to come
I'm
out.
I'm hoping Sarah Palin will be on the show.
I mean, she probably will.
I can't be okay with this.
David did have something to say about the fact that Bristol Palin is the new
Teen
Mom.
Yes,
he put this on his Instagram saying, I know MTV is compromised of hypocrites, or comprised, sorry, of hypocrites, but how do you fire me and hire Bristol Palin after all her homophobic and racist remarks?
Burn.
He also said nothing against her personally, but everything against MTV liberals at their best, trying to confuse, persuade, and penalize.
Well, you can't say the guy's wrong.
Yeah. I didn't know much about Bristol Palin, but...
Yeah, I did hear about that. I'm just never going to be okay with
it. It does seem like a weird...
I'm excited for it.
I'm with really you, but I haven't followed her a whole lot.
There's so many girls. There's so many 16 and pregnant girls. There's so many teen mom girls. There's so many you could have chosen.
Like, they didn't need a quote-unquote famous...
No, we needed...
To put in.
All right, well, we are running out of time, so let's do a quick round of predictions, just like your main
your
top predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Or what you're most, or the thing you're most excited to see for next week.
I want to see more of Janelle and what happens after this whole situation and how she's going to handle it. Yeah.
I want to see more of the kids. I love when the kids talk, especially Lincoln. He's so funny. Oh, I want to see more kids.
I'm with you. I want to see what happens with Janelle and if she is the one who gets in trouble rather than other way around.
I am excited to see the Janelle stuff, but I'm also excited to see this whole thing go down with Adam because of, I know when it did happen, when he took the picture with Aubrey at his parents' house and not at the visitation center. So I'm excited to see that and to see how Chelsea and Cole handle it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to wait till next week to see all of that pan out. But thank you guys again so much for being here with us tonight. We will be here same time, same place next week. But until then, where can we find you guys?
Yes, guys, I'm Heather Geisler. You can find me at 500 Days of Heather.
I'm Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain.
I'm Haley Catino, and you can find me on Instagram at Haley Catino.
And I'm Brianna Phipps. You guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you guys all here next week.
Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.